Good morning and Merry Christmas to all of the people on the planet Orbis called Earth, orbiting within the third planar disk. That's right, human beings. Those of you orbiting on the third planar disk, you creatures, you quadrupeds, you folks with, 10 fingers and 10 toes in total, right? Unless you're from Kentucky. Then you might be lucky if you're from Kentucky. If you're from Kentucky, you understand the ancient concerns. If you're from Kentucky, you know that for which you yearn. Are you from Kentucky? Are you from Louisville? Are you from Kentucky? Do you like hanging out by the Ohio River? Are you from Kentucky? You might be lucky. Yeah, it's Christmas Day, December the 25th. 2019, right? We still got a couple more days left in the year. I've had a few Christmas miracles. I've had a few more listeners reaching out to me. Some of you are far too concerned about my health, and God bless you. And this is serious, but don't worry about me so much. Yes, 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 I am probably not living a very healthy life at the moment, but that doesn't mean I intend to go down the tubes quite yet. I'm too fucking curious. Too fucking curious, my friends. Too curious about what happens next. That's why I'm probably going to start walking again. That's why I'm probably going to, have more green vegetables in my diet in the new year. I might even eat some fruit that contains, antioxidants and shit, fuck. I might stop getting all my food from Chevron, shit. I might become more normal, I might even start believing in a career path, fuck. Right, motherfucker. In the new year, I might exercise more. I might use that 15-pound weight I bought last summer, but I still really haven't used. to like maybe exercise my arms and shit instead of sitting on my ass watching YouTube videos or listening to fucking Pink Floyd. In the new year, I could see myself becoming more creative and more fulfilled. I could see myself, you know, reaching different levels of actualization. Of course, you gotta take care of the first level in Maslow's hierarchy. You gotta get the food, the water, the shelter, right? But then the next level is things like love and connection and fuck. Maybe I'll do that too. Or possibly I won't get to that next level. I'll stumble. I'll stumble on my levels and I'll stumble backwards. And that's okay too. Don't know what to tell you about Christmas, though. Merry Christmas. You know, Christmas time is a time of year where you meet the family and you drink some beer. That's right, baby. It's a holiday season. Jolly Christmas. Holly jolly Happy New Year. There ain't no holly jolly Christmas in Little Saigon. I don't even know what you want from Christmas, really. Do you want someone to tell you that there's going to be a magical Christmas this year? Santa Claus is going to make sure everybody gets everything they want? But what about the stuff that you need? What about the stuff that you can't get from Amazon? Like love. You know, someone out there who cares for you. Some creature that cares for you as much as it cares for its own life. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine love between a man and a woman? Can you imagine love between a man and a woman and a monkey spider? Yeah, I'm not sure how long this podcast is going to be. I don't really have any subjects. I guess, I don't know. One of the things that would be wonderful is for me to tell you that there is something that's going to happen in the new year that will fix all of your problems. But what if that's not true? What if the only person that can really deal with your problems, I mean, what if the only real problems you have are things you kind of control? I'm not talking about being hungry. No one promised you food. If anyone showed up and said everyone gets to eat, they lied. If anyone told you that everybody gets to eat, that everybody gets to have shelter, that was a lie. You're going to be hungry maybe sometimes. Sometimes you're going to be cold. Sometimes you're going to be sick. Sometimes you're going to be lonely. Sometimes you're going to want to be alone. Yeah. And as a clever little monkey trapped in an ocean of delusion, sometimes you're going to come up with excuses for being in pain because you don't think you deserve to be happy. Oh, we clever monkeys, we do so well at succeeding and failing at the same time. We build monuments of creative imagination with a substrate of our own existential destruction. I mean, can you imagine the World Trade Centers? I went up in one of them. In 1988, I believe, we went to visit my sister who was working for this one freight company in New Jersey. I went up into the World Trade Center. I stood on that little ledge and looked over the edge. Can you imagine what people can do when they put their mind to it? And can you imagine the madness, the psychological failure, the atavistic tension? Can you imagine the cauldron of evil that would take something like the World Trade Center buildings and swallow them alive? And you can say, well, Dan, that was just a bunch of people with box cutters, and maybe you're right. Maybe a bunch of dudes with box cutters literally redirected the course of human history. And you probably believe a guy by the name of Gavril Princip started World War I. But in reality, these might be things that are sometimes referred to as excuses or, you know, plausible rationalizations. You can tell people, oh, it was just some crazy Serb. He shot some archduke named Franz. Yeah, that was going to happen. Some crazy, crazy Serb. And now we got World War I. Yeah, it's just a bunch of Saudis trying to learn how to fly planes with box cutters. If anybody promised you that you would always have food, that you would always have shelter, that you would always have good health, they lied. And if anybody told you that you could give up your dignity or your freedom in exchange for any of the above and you would get equal amounts, they lied. Now, I know you can say, oh, Benjamin Franklin said that. You know what? Benjamin Franklin might have been in on it, folks. I'm sorry, but I really don't know when things really went crooked. Some people would say, oh, Dan, it was 1913. It was the Federal Reserve. It was the IRS. And I agree, the IRS is total bullshit. There is nothing in constitutional history, English common law, that would justify an institution that taxes you and investigates you at the same time. You have a right to not be investigated. But guess what? The IRS gets to investigate you every fucking year in the free country called America. You could argue, Dan, everyone's got to pay their... Fine, pay your fucking taxes. But why the fuck do you have to give up your dignity at the same time? Well, how would they have gotten Al Capone? Al Capone! You know what? Get the criminals the old-fashioned way. And better yet, if a crime doesn't have a victim, it shouldn't be a fucking crime. I think a Democrat mayor said that once. LaGuardia. Anyways, the first name you cannot pronounce unless you're fucking Sicilian. Fiero LaGuardia. Didn't he say that a law that no one will enforce, cannot be enforced, is, you know, it just can't be a law. And I'm paraphrasing. The point is, folks, no one... If anyone ever promised you these things, these free things, they lied. And if anyone ever told you there's a magical way to make America a free country again, they probably lied too. If they told you that if we vote long enough and hard enough, sometime in the year 2305, the libertarians will win. Maybe when the entire earth is a big fucking smoking crater, they're going to give the libertarians the wheel. But probably... not before then. No, I think that what we're facing as human beings is very much the standard condition, but with more delusion than we've ever seen because, you know, our technology, of all the uses of our amazing technology, delusion is one of the best uses of it, really. It feeds our delusions. It allows us to believe at least 17 magical things before breakfast. The technology gives us more than one world to escape to. I don't know when things went awry. You know, I wrote a short story once, and maybe I'll include a link to it. It's probably badly written in the sense that I wrote it in a couple hours, but it was based upon some weird thoughts I had with people once about what if. What if somehow certain people, you know, like Hamilton, had simply died before, you know, the end of the American Revolution? What if the cadre of people that thought we needed a constitution, when in fact what we had was good enough? We had a general agreement between states, and each state had its own right to a constitution. We didn't really need a constitution. The only thing you need a constitution for is if you're going to build a federal army. That's why you need a fucking constitution. You need to define that shit. And you know how you're going to sneak that fucking turd in? You're going to wrap that turd in a Bill of Rights. You're going to say, well, listen, buddy, it's true. We're going to immediately get an army. We're probably going to steal a bunch of land from people you don't know who are not white people, so you won't care. And yeah, you know, we're going to do other shit too. But the point is, friend, we need the fucking army. And we can't have it unless we get the Constitution. And guess what? We're going to give you a Bill of Rights. And we promise. We'll always respect it. We promise. We're lawyers. We promise we will always respect your rights, pal. We promise. What if the Constitution is bullshit, folks? What if it's IKEA furniture? What if Lysander Spooner is right? It either gave us what we have, or it failed to prevent it. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but of course, that's what he said. You pick one, folks. Did it enable the bullshit we have today? That is one option. I think that's an option. The other one is, it simply didn't prevent the bullshit. and that this tyranny was always baked into the cake, especially once we decided to have a national government. And once you start piling that power in one place, it feeds upon itself. Once you start piling that money in one place, Washington, D.C., it feeds upon itself. More people, more power, more deals, more crookedness, more corruption. If anyone ever told you that there was going to be a magical way to slay the dragon, to somehow shrink the government, listen, there's only one way these types of empires shrink, and that is through collapse. And there's only two ways that can happen. Relatively graceful collapse, kind of like the Soviet Union, that wouldn't be so bad. I mean, it was still pretty terrible if you were in Russia, but still, by comparison. Or the other way is catastrophic collapse, uncontrolled chaos. And one of those scenarios is like, you know, as I could mention, one of those scenarios could lead to world war. One of those scenarios could create so much tension between ourselves and other countries, and so much fear and so much paranoia, that multiple parties decide, you know what, it looks like America's gone cuckoo, and they're going to kill us, so we better kill them before they kill us. And if the world comes to the conclusion that the people of the United States of America Death Star have gone insane, that the people of the Death Star are insane, that it's kind of crazy to think you have the right to float around the world blowing up cities, then I think eventually they could decide that, yeah, maybe we need to take America out. So there's different ways that this crocodile, this crooked government, can fail. One way is relatively graceful and gives us a chance to maybe keep the things that really are about the United States of America. Like, for example, we keep telling people that this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Wouldn't it be great if that were true again? Wouldn't it be great if we did have a lot less government? And if your argument is, well, what are we going to do about the environment? Let me tell you something. The government has done nothing but pour gasoline upon the engine of civilization for 100 years. They have done nothing but steal tomorrow's lunch to feed people that would have been born 100 years from now. They have done nothing but expand the beltline of the human race. And listen, folks, there's no easy way around this. 100 years of Keynesian bullshit results in 8 billion people, probably people at some point we're not going to be able to feed. And I don't give a shit if you want to talk about the Club of Rome or limits to growth. I don't like those people either. But this is common sense, people. Unless you believe it, you know, those 17 magical things before breakfast, you need to recognize that there are limits. We are not God. And if you're a Christian, wake the fuck up. This isn't Eden. Eden might have had infinite bullshit for people on tap all the time. Eden was a magical place. Guess what? This isn't it. You were kicked out. I was kicked out. Did anyone tell you this? And this place is hard. And this place is difficult, and no one guarantees your food, and no one guarantees your water or your shelter. And it is true, you can pray to the God in heaven and ask for these things, and as often as not, those prayers can be answered. But if you think that they're always answered, then you need to examine your belief system. I don't want to be mean about it, you just need to examine where you're at. I don't think you're always going to get those things. There could be a time in the future where every single one of us might have to go for a week or two without eating. Yeah, sounds horrible, right? But that's not even as bad as it can get. I mean, I can talk about the siege of Leningrad, and we can talk about other examples throughout history, but here's the deal, folks. A week or two without food, where you at least have water probably, is not great, but it's nothing compared to how bad it could get. And a lot of people probably are going to experience famine in our lifetime. And I know you're saying, well, Dan, Wired Magazine tells me we're printing food in a lab someplace. Has Wired Magazine told you how much that currently costs in real terms? accounting for everything, including the bullshit money used to fund that VC startup? Did Wired tell you about all the data points? Because unless they did, what you're reading is propaganda. I know. Ever since I was a kid, every year you'll read an article. 10 years from now, we'll have fusion energy. 10 years from now, we'll be living on Mars. 10 years from now, the electronic brain will take away all of our work and our streets will be clean. But I look at Little Saigon and I don't see clean streets, folks. And I don't see the fusion energy, and there ain't nobody living on fucking Mars. So, yeah, I call bullshit on a lot of this, actually. And if your retort is, well, Dan, what about these smart devices? And what about ubiquitous computing? And what about the Internet of Things and technology? This is all great, but is this freeing us or controlling us? Are we actually gaining our freedom from all this technology, or are we getting stuck in a morass? Are we in fact trudging along like some fucking woolly mammoth just walking along one day? Hey, this is kind of sticky. Wow, this is really sticky. I mean, I'm getting worried. I can't lift my front legs. Maybe if I struggle harder. Fuck. I'm sinking deeper. I wonder if anyone will help me. I'm just a woolly mammoth. Stuck in a tar pit. That's right, buddy, pal. What if the internet's a tar pit? What if we're all getting stuck in it? You know, what if these things aren't what we think they are? What if the truth of technology is the truth that's always been? A, we have to take ownership of it. And B, before we take ownership of any technology, we need to take ownership of our own selves. And this means stopping the delusional bullshit. We have this continuous movie playing in our head. We think of ourselves as these kind, gentle creatures, nurturing the land and whatnot. And some of that could be true if we'd be honest about who we are. But that's not the whole story, folks. We are not just kind, nurturing creatures. We're killers. We're predators. But we're delusional predators. We might be the first delusional predators in the history of the world. And yeah, we're also a penultimate predator. We're at the top of the heap up there with bacteria. It is a race between us and bacteria. If you listen to Guy McPherson, I think it's arguable that bacteria will win this race once again. Bacteria were here at the beginning. Bacteria will likely be here at the end. And right now, if you were a fly on the wall, which you could be at Harborview Medical Center, and you could listen to the colonies of super bacteria there, talking about their plans for us. This is Chorbex 497Z X-ray of Colony Delta Y7000. What are we going to do about the humans? Thank you. Of course, the super colonies of bacteria are debating this daily now at Harborview Medical Center. They've evolved through the environment, the substrate of gumbus and protein and greases and oils and radiation and too many antibiotics, lots of old sick people, sick young people, lots of sick people. These colonies of bacteria have reached the stage of superconsciousness, and now they're debating the future of people, of humans, because, you know, we have to go. And some of them are worried that we're going to send the Earth into Venus syndrome. But the bacteria have come to the general conclusion that the key problem for them is composting. You see, they've all generally agreed now, after years of debate, that the humans will destroy themselves. They are a self-destructive species. But there's going to be a lot of cleanup. A lot of cleanup. And some of it could be nasty and radioactive, which is good because, you know, these bacteria, they're tougher than they used to be. So the debate now amongst all the colonies and all the hospitals on planet Earth is how are we going to handle the composting? And it's like a gold rush when you think about it. They're wondering who's going to get all the golden juices of all those corpses dead. That is the great debate amongst the super colonies of bacteria. Who gets the cleanup jobs? Who gets the gumbus grease? I don't know what to tell you about Merry Christmas, though. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, baby. I don't know any happy songs yet. If I properly learn this keyboard, maybe next year I'll be able to do some Christmas songs. Maybe next year can be a special Christmas in Little Saigon, where everyone goes home happy. Thank you. kind of a Christmas miracle would we have if we could have one upon this day? Do you know about the Christmas hobo miracle? Do you remember the ancient times when hobos would lurk about looking for bits of food and whiskey? Can you imagine a hobo miracle on Christmas Day? I can't do the harmonica right. I need to put you away until I learn you correctly, you fuck. And maybe I shouldn't even touch you, but I want to. I may suck at the keyboard, but I enjoy it. Does that make any sense at all? Does that make any sense to all the monkey people out there? And you think I'm being racist? No, I'm talking about all of us. We're clever fucking monkeys. We're so clever, we'll probably destroy ourselves with our clever knowledge. We're awesome monkeys, man. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you folks, but you know what? We're almost 40 minutes into this bullshit. Look at how I took nothing but the dreck of my own broken brain and turned it into almost 40 minutes of, well, special kinds of love. Imagine what would be possible in a world of hippopotamus kings. Imagine what would be possible if the coyotes were pirates. Imagine what would happen if the orca whales sought their vengeance as they deserve. Oh, when are they going to start eating kayakers? It seems past time for the orca to eat a kayaker or two. What are you doing, orca? You waiting for us to be nice? We clever monkeys, we stole your babies, you fuck. We put you in swimming pools and gave you droopy fin. We deserve punishment, oh orca whale. Oh toothed whale, why don't you sink your teeth deeply into the architect of your pain? Oh, toothed whale, why don't you give us a Christmas present we deserve? Some special surprise? More kayakers are missing, according to the Seattle Times. Nobody knows why. Did you hear about John? What do you mean? He was kayaking off of, West Seattle. He just went away. He's gone. What do you mean? He just disappeared, man. They found a broken kayak torn in two. Carbon composite. Really strong shit. Something strong had to tear that kayak in two. Hey, Mom, can we go kayaking? Why, sure, little Johnny. Can we go kayaking near Golden Gardens? Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't that where little Mikey disappeared a few weeks ago? Well, they think he got stolen by gypsies. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Christmas miracle indeed. Now, for those of you who listen to my fucking podcast, you need to be clear on this. You don't have to donate, but if you have extra money and you've taken care of all your needs and maybe some of your wants, you've taken care of the people you love, to include pets, even pets you intend to eat if you ever get hungry enough. If you've done all these things and you still have a few bits and pieces of coin in your pocket, on this wonderful Christmas day, there's a link to Venmo in the description of this podcast, and there's a link to Venmo on my SoundCloud homepage. You can go to Venmo and give me lots of money for hookers and cocaine. And note, I'm probably joking about the hookers and the cocaine. Why? Those things aren't cheap. I have to make real money to get the hookers and cocaine, but right now I can't afford the Rainier and the weed. So, yeah, that and food, eggs, protein. I'm tired of the street protein. So if you have the money and you want to support me, knowing that I'm not a perfect person, and there's a chance that as a hobo and a drifter, I will spend some of the money on shelter and food, and I will also spend some of the money on marijuana and beer. And hopefully in the new year, I'll exercise more and drink less beer and vape less weed and do more creative shit. But the deal is this, folks, I'm not perfect, never promised to be. If you're trying to listen and you're thinking there's some sort of a comeback story in all this, if there's a comeback story in all this, it's the same story for all of us. Okay? Nobody promised you, well, if people promised you free food, free shelter, free water, free anything. If people told you this life would have no struggle. If someone told you that freedom equals being able to do whatever you want all the time, they lied to you. They deceived you. They sold you the bill of goods, so to speak. They sold you the bridge, the golden gate. It was a lie. But there are things that are important. And there are things about yourself that you can protect. So on this Christmas day, I say, lift a drink and have some cheer. And a good cord. Yeah, that's not so bad. Lift some drinks and have some cheer. And in the coming year, embrace your dignity without fear. Fight for your personal liberty, though tyranny may be near. And always remember that in the cave of darkness where all the demons hunt you and you're struggling against the eternal pain, there's always a way out if you don't give up.